get ready for Unpaid Overtime with Rambin.
Go full Costanza on ya.
And Boner.
Pure entertainment, not good entertainment.
Oh.
Pressing record on this episode 9 of the Unpaid Overtime podcast. Good evening, Mr. Boner.
Yes, how are you, Rambin?
I'm doing just peachy.
Aw, gee, that's swell.
You know, we are 1 week away from a spectacular concert at Memorial Auditorium, so that is something to be hopeful. Well,
less than that, because it's on Tuesday.
Correct.
So, yeah, I'm excited. Dude, this is going to be great. I can't wait.
Who's going to be there? I forget.
I don't know. There was like, Shinedown, Aaron Jones. I think I'll be there. I imagine you might as well.
I may, if my wife allows me to leave the house on Tuesday, October 5th, perhaps.
See, that's where we differ.
Mm-hmm.
That's if your wife allows you to leave the house.
Mm-hmm.
That's if my wife allows me to stay in the house. She's going to request that I please get the hell out and go see this show.
And if you want to stay with Rambin through October 6th, she's happy with that.
So
Boner hates North Georgia, so he will not spend the night over here.
Well, no.
I know. It's the banjo music.
That's just the beginning. That's like the... Let's not talk about all that.
No?
It's going to be a lot of fun, and yeah. I can't wait for this show. And I think, last I heard, there were still tickets on sale.
Mm-hmm.
I don't honestly expect them to completely last. I think it'll be sold out by the time that the show happens, so... That's a great thing. I was hoping it would be sold out already.
I think in different times it would have sold out much quicker, but again, I think in the back of everyone's mind, they're just not sure. So, and on top of that, you've lived in Chattanooga long enough to know that Chattanooga is, quote, a walk-up town.
Yeah. I've seen it about 10,000 times. You know, let's wait until the absolute last possible second. You know, and then they decide to go.
And then the next day they're calling you and they're going, Boner, I'm so pissed. I couldn't get tickets to the damn thing.
Yeah, well, they were only on sale for 3 months, for crying out loud. Not my fault you put it off. Hey, man, you got any tickets? And I know you've got tickets. And I have tickets as well. You've got them in the midday. I've got them in the afternoon. So
right.
we both have tickets
to give away.
So there you go. Either way, October 5th, it's going to be a lot of fun, and hopefully you will be there as well. So other than that, have you been spending any time watching anything? Because I have.
Oh, you have?
And Netflix, you sent me a text the other day that said, hey, man, Squid Games is fun.
Well, and I don't know if that's the word.
And maybe not fun was the word you used.
Wait a minute.
Used,
here, but, hang on. I'm going to find exactly what I sent to you, because we don't text often. Oh, okay. This was last Thursday, in fact. I said, an addictive binge on Netflix, Squid Games, an import from Korea. It's like Hunger Games on crack and ramen.
And it is. Okay, so fun was the wrong word to use. It's not fun, necessarily, except viewing it is actually fun.
Yeah, and very thought-provoking.
Yes, and it's brutal.
Mm-hmm. If you could imagine watching American Ninja Warriors, where if they do not get through a particular game, that's it for the season for them.
Yeah, they get shot in the head.
Yeah.
Well, that's fun.
So did you finish Squid Games?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, I did.
I
enjoyed, what was it, 8 episodes or whatever it was? Yeah.
Yeah.
I did watch it. Thoroughly enjoyed it. It was brutal. It was tough. It was, like you said, thought provoking.
Mm-hmm.
It was a good view. And if you can, and I know this is tough for probably most people, you know, to watch something with subtitles, then you'll enjoy it. If you can do that, you'll enjoy it. Now, I imagine, did you watch it with subtitles, or is it, was there
sadly,
an actual...
Sadly, there is a dubbed version.
Yeah, and I can't do that.
It's very tough, but I watched it with subtitles, yeah.
I like the subtitles. I would rather hear the actor speaking.
In their native language?
Yes.
Similar to...
Yeah, absolutely. And
Money
and I'll
Heist.
Be honest, same thing. And I will say, the one thing I didn't like was them... There were parts in it where there were people who had masks on and whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And it seemed to me that they dubbed those American or English voices in.
Mm-hmm.
I thought they sucked. They were terrible. I'm like, this is awful. Just give me the whatever he said, put it in subtitles.
Mm.
And I would have been happier.
One of the things about watching a lot more international programs on Netflix is that you don't necessarily believe that America is the god-awful country that a lot of times when you turn on the evening news that you think it is. The fact is that the people are constantly at a struggle against the man, no matter what language you speak. I mean, certainly that was the background or the impetus on Money Heist, which comes from Spain. And then you have Squid Games, which is a product of Korea, South Korea, and they are against the man as well. So it doesn't, it's right. Not necessarily a battle against Americans. It is a battle against authority. And I think that is one of the universal factors when it comes to plot lines on, say, both Money Heist and, in this particular case, Squid Games. And I know that's just saying Squid Games. It sounds like I'm talking about the lost episode of SpongeBob SquarePants. I'm not sure.
Either way, it was it's a really good series, and I can't wait for season two.
It's definitely got to happen. They left a lot of strings just hanging there.
Yeah. Oh, no. Yeah, absolutely.
Except for one.
Nah, and I'll buy that. And we're trying not to give you any sort of, spoiler. But I thoroughly enjoyed it.
Yeah.
That's all I can say.
It is darn brutal and violent. There is just a hint of nudity in one episode.
Yeah. And I was a little disappointed because, you know, when I saw it, it said nudity and sex, and there was like, yeah, okay, there was some sex, mm-hmm. but barely any nudity, and I'm like, oh man.
What I absolutely
love, you don't
love.
Even understand my life. I need
I'm gonna need more nudity than that, thank you very much. Squid Games,
don't tease me with, oh, there's nudity. Mm-hmm. You lie.
And I do enjoy all of the rated TVMA for foul language, nudity, sex,
and smoking. I don't know.
I love it when two people get together and smoke. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I guess maybe there are people who are like, oh, there's someone smoking in it. I guess I won't watch this movie. But I'm not one of them. If you are, okay, there are people smoking in it, so you can ignore everything that we just said and how much we enjoyed it because somebody smokes.
Smokes.
Yeah.
And it's tobacco cigarettes.
Ew. I don't think there was any weed in it. No, I'm thinking back. No, I don't think
there is either.
No weed.
No.
It's all weed. Tobacco. So, but I'll tell you what, man, I have seen some Korean movies that are spectacular.
Yeah,
absolutely. There was a Korean movie that came out about, I don't know, 10, 12 years ago. It was called Castaway on the Moon, and it was great.
Castaway on the Moon. What was it about?
Well, I'm glad you asked. It was about a dude who decided to kill himself and jumped off, I don't remember, you know, off a bridge or something or other, ended up on this little island in the middle of a river. And so he kind of decided, I'll just stay here. And that's what he did. And it was really good. And so there are great films that come out of Korea. I also watched another movie. It was called The Wave, which came out of like Norway. Mm-hmm. And I think that was on Amazon Prime. Terrible.
Awful.
And it's not awful. It was actually well done. The special effects were really good, but it was like, you know, what if there was a tsunami in this, in this fjord. And
say that again.
Fjord.
I love it when you say fjord.
Yeah. Gerald Fjord. So anyway, there was.
Or my favorite actor in the Indiana Jones movie.
Harrison Fjord.
The inventor of the automobile.
Henry Fjord.
There you go. All right. Thank you.
All right. Fine. Yeah, you're welcome. So, I mean, there's great.
The Andrew Dice Clay movie. The Adventures of Fjord Fairlane.
Yeah. Yeah, that had Zuzu Petals.
Mm-hmm. And Gilbert Gottfried. Just Gilbert say, Gottfried if I in put there. In this hand.
Oh, dude, that's a funny damn
it
move.
It was much better than it was given, you know, because it had Andrew Dice Clay.
It got terrible ratings and, you know, all of the whole thing. But it also had dude from, what was the TV show? Married with Children.
Yeah, him. I know, Modern Family.
Yes, exactly. And he was great in that.
And now I can't think of his name.
Yeah, I know. I can't either. I was hoping you would.
Wait. Ford Fairlane.
And because he was singing the song, Booty Time, Booty Time, across the USA, Booty Time, Booty Time. Why I remember this stupid shit, I don't know. Come on. Come on, Raymond.
Wayne Newton is in it?
No. Well, yeah, but no.
Robert Englund is in it? Freddy Krueger?
Yeah, could have been.
You know, the director is the same guy who directed Die Hard, Rennie Harlan.
Yeah, that makes sense because they're very similar. Holiday movie, a lot of death.
Boom, boom. Chica-chica. The soundtrack was by Yellow.
Good Lord. I would have figured at least one of us would come up with the name.
I know. Ed O'Neill.
There you go.
Jesus.
Good Lord.
Ed O'Neill also did, you know, the character that Gene Hackman played in the movie The French Connection. Popeye Doyle was the character's name. Briefly, Ed O'Neill did a TV version of The French Connection, and it was called Popeye Doyle. It lasted less than a season.
Yeah, I imagine. It sounds, what a stupid idea.
Well, we successfully went down a rabbit trail, but you were saying, what if this tsunami hit a Harrison Fjord?
Yes, either way, it was terrible. But the thing was, it said, you know, and I looked at the reviews and they said, this rivals anything, you know, an American disaster movie would. Yeah, and I'm like, okay, well, let's see what you got. And they lied to me. And that was not good.
Those silly Swedes.
I think it was Norway.
Oh, okay.
But either way, I mean, it was well shot and everything else. Mm-hmm. Like I said, special effects were good. Other than that, the story was like, yeah, kind of iffy and, you know, whatever. I'm like, no, if this happens, somebody has to die. That's the way it works in disaster movies. Somebody has to die. That's the way these movies work.
I mean, Hollywood taught us that as far back as The Towering Inferno, perhaps even further back than that. You know, O.J. Simpson could die rescuing that cat, and maybe he should have.
Yes. Yeah, I mean, it's a movie. Yeah, I mean, Shelley Winters died.
In the Poseidon Adventure. Man, see? A heroic there death. There you go. Right there. What? Sorry, that's a 40-year-old spoiler alert.
Once again, why I remember the dumb shit that I remember. I don't know.
I can remember seeing that movie too. And there are certain movies that stay with you that give you that visceral feeling that you're following this bunch of people through the upside down boat. And now some kids will never even understand it. I know that there was a remake made perhaps in the early 2000s. Richard Dreyfuss was in that. I saw it. It just didn't have the same appeal. But look at the stars you had in that damn thing. You had Gene Hackman. You had Gene Hackman. And you had Shelley Winters.
Right. I know.
Ernest Borgnine. Again, all of these people that you were of a certain age, you were raised up with them, that you knew who these people were, and you had emotional investment in them because of who you knew them as growing up. Ernest Borgnine, of course, Mikhail.
I mean, you did, because, you know.
I'm older than shit. I know.
Me, I didn't. I had no investment in any of these people. I don't remember. I don't know why I remember. If you had asked me an hour ago, who died? What was the woman who died in Poseidon Adventure? I would have been totally stumped and gone, I have no idea. But it just pops into my head. Oh, Shelley Winters died. And, you know, I don't know why I come up with the dumbass stuff that I do. No clue. Neither does my wife. She's like, why do you come up with the crap that you say ever? Why do you even speak most of the time? Like, I don't know. Sometimes I feel like I should. And she's like, well, you probably shouldn't. But I do. I think about the crap that I say on the air. And I'm like, well, why? I don't know why I said that. It's just, it's there. Stupid shit just comes out of me. I don't know why.
And you've built a damn fine career out of it, Boner. Damn fine.
Yeah, unless you ask my wife. Once again, let's not get into that. Either way, I did see another movie on Netflix. It was called Kate. Have you seen that?
Kate.
It's got Woody Harrelson and...
Yes, I did. Yes, I did watch Kate.
That actually, I basically enjoyed.
I think badass movies where there's just lots of violence and non-CGI violence. Great fight scenes, great chase scenes. I'm old school that way. It was an enjoyable, of course, at the very beginning, and there's no spoiler here. We know that when you're introduced to a character early who says, I'm here to help you, babe, they're the villain. Just saying. But you get on the ride anyway, and you ride it to the end.
Yeah, and it was fun.
Another one in that vein is Jolt. I think it's either on Amazon or it's on Netflix. Kate Beckinsale is in it.
Is that what it, where she's poisoned?
Yes.
Yeah, I've seen that. That was pretty good.
Yeah. Again, you go through the whole thing and just boom, 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 boom.
No, it was a good movie. What else did I watch? Oh, on Prime, I watched another Woody Harrelson movie. It was called Shock and Awe.
I have seen that. I have not seen the movie, but I'm aware of that movie.
That was, I would say, okay. Worth watching? You know, it's 50-50. Okay, I will say I'm 60-40 on it. 60% good, 40%, you know, meh. So it was worth watching. Not spectacular. I'm not jumping up and down telling anybody, you've got to see this. Unlike Squid Games, I would actually jump up and down and
go watch that
and say,
that was a television show. I'm sure that ran on whatever Korean TV channel it was on. I don't think that they produced it specifically for Netflix, because that is one of the interesting things. I'm sorry, I'm going to jump tracks here. Have you watched the specials on Money Heist?
No.
There are two of them. There was one that was done at the end of season 4, And then there is another one that they released right after the middle of season five, which we talked about last time, is that we're in season five, but they split it up. We won't get to find out what has happened to them. And this is indeed the final season.
Oh.
So just I don't think that that's a spoiler, but they talk about that. But you need to watch those two specials. If you put into the search engine Money Heist, it'll do Money Heist Collection, and it'll have Money Heist, and there are two different specials that they did. And it's really fascinating.
On Netflix.
On Netflix, yeah. It's really fascinating because at first, the show was, I think at the end of the second season, it was on television in Spain. And I think near the end of the second season is when Netflix quietly put it on the air, and they thought in Spain that season two, that was it. And it was because of Netflix that it became this international sensation, that Netflix came to them and said, okay, give us some more. And it is because of Netflix that we have now season five, and we are patiently, not so patiently, waiting for season 5 2.0.
Interesting.
I think you'll I think you'll find it a lot of fun.
Well, I'll check that out.
On to broadcast television. It is September, and back in the day, I can remember waiting for the fall preview issue of TV Guide. Do you remember those? It was an extra thick TV Guide, and it showed all the new shows that were coming. That was back in the day. Back in the day, Boner, they only had ABC, CBS, NBC, PBS. This was even before that Fox. You see, you only had those channels, you see. And
that was back when the whole world was in black and white.
Oh, no, we had color.
Whoa.
I'm old enough to remember color. I mean, there was a time in my childhood that I only dreamed of black and white, but then we got color. We got color.
All right, very good.
One new show that I watched, it's called Ordinary Joe, which is pretty interesting.
I saw that the other night.
What?
I don't know why. I tuned in about halfway through. I walked in and it was on, and I went, okay, I'll sit down. I don't even know what the hell this is. So, yes, I saw the second half of whatever it was.
Ordinary Joe.
And, yeah.
I mean, it's a great concept.
And then had to try and figure out what the hell was going on.
Basically, what you're doing
is
you're...
It took me 30 minutes to figure it out. And then I'm like, ah, okay. And my wife was sitting there watching TV. Well, she wasn't watching. She was on her phone doing whatever the hell she was doing. And I kept saying, I don't know what's going on here. I don't get it. And she's like, oh, I'm not even watching. And I'm like, okay. And then every time there was a commercial break, I have no clue what's going on here. And you're like, yeah, I know. I don't care because I'm not watching it. And finally, at the end, I'm like, I think I figured the whole thing out. And she's still like, I don't care because I'm not watching it. But I still explained it to her. And she was then again saying, I don't care. I'm not watching it.
Ordinary but Joe.
It was interesting.
Yeah, it's a high concept, and I don't know if it's going to last longer than a full season because you have a...
I can tell you right now, it will not.
It will not? Yeah.
No.
Because I kind of like it.
No.
There have been so many movies that, or not movies, where TV shows where I get really interested in them, and then they don't last a season, and they're not wrapped up, and it's awful. So I'm not going to get involved in this, but it's a great concept. Single guy graduating college. He's got a choice to go meet with his parents at the end of graduation, go with this new girl that he just met, or go with his best friend since grade school. The hot blonde girl is his friend from childhood. And he chooses all three is the basis of the television show. And so you get to see him follow.
Right. Because there's three different timelines.
Yeah, the career track that he takes when he follows his parents, when he goes and hugs his parents, he becomes a police officer. When he follows the new girl he just met, he becomes a rock star. And when he follows the childhood girlfriend, he, well, it's an, let us put in air quotes, an ordinary life. You know, he follows the ordinary life.
Right. Right.
So it's one of those interesting questions that I guess we ask ourselves all the time. You know, had I gone out through this door, what would happen? Would I do that all over again?
Right. Or if she let me hit this door, would this have changed anything?
Honey, I'll be right back. I'm going to go into door number two for just a minute.
Yeah.
Just a minute.
What about door number two, baby? Yeah, I took that in a dark direction.
Thank you, Boner.
Yeah. So there you go. I thought it was interesting, but if you don't tune in early, I think you're completely lost, and that show probably cannot last more than one season because everybody in the world will be totally lost going, I have no idea what's going on here. I had no idea what was going on. I came in on what, episode one?
And by the way, Boner is describing a new television show called Ordinary Joe, not the Unpaid Overtime podcast.
It's almost the same thing. It probably won't continue past.
Are we not up for the Emmy season. Awards for least listened to podcast? What?
Dude, I actually, we talked, what, for about 30 seconds on the phone before we did this, and you said, you know, we've got to, for our three listeners, but let me inform you, my mom doesn't even listen anymore, so I think we're down to it.
We're down to two?
Tops, two. At the most.
Okay, at what time do we pull the plug on this?
Now! Well, not right now.
How about now?
Okay,